Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. John chapter 3 verse 31 says, "He who is of the earth belongs to the earth and speaks in an earthly way." John the Apostle is telling us that he is from the earth. His kind, humans, are made from the dirt of the earth. Because of that, John, along with you and me, is limited in his knowledge, in understanding, in senses, and in abilities. We are limited by time and space. We are limited in language. But Jesus is not of the earth. He is limitless. We've already seen that Jesus was with God in the beginning. He is infinite, and that all things were made through him. And because of this, Jesus is superior. He is above all. But there is another reason why Jesus is supreme. The second reason Jesus' authority reigns supreme is because of what verse 35 says. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hands. The reason Jesus has an authority that reigns above all other authorities is because the Creator God, who owns all the rights over all of his creation, gave him that authority. Now watch this. John can make this claim because John the Apostle had heard God the Father say to Jesus, "My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." John the Apostle had seen the resurrected Jesus. He had seen Jesus ascend back to heaven. He had experienced the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2. John the Apostle had watched his brothers in Christ be martyred, and he himself had been persecuted fiercely, being dipped in a vat of boiling oil because of his loyalty to Christ. He was even banished to the island of Patmos because of his testimony of Christ. So John the Apostle is not some man making some generalized statements about a popular figure during his day. This is not a man willing to give up everything just to pull a stunt or be a part of a hoax. John is a man who had seen some things and heard some things, experienced some things that gave him a certain amount of gravitas and authority himself. And yet, John confirms Jesus is above all. The question for us is, have we recognized the supremacy of Christ like John did? As you pray today, please remember our country, the United States, as it is Election Day. Also remember Danny and Rita Ballard, our missionaries in the Philippines, and the English Native American Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout America.